Okay, we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. We have to break for a news update. We're going to change lanes coming up on the other side of the news update. I see Tim Hudak wants to sell off part of the LCBO, and the Freedom Party says, darn it, that was our idea. You can't steal our idea, but go for it anyway. We'll talk to the Freedom Party in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Sure, Andy Udman's a talk show host with opinion. Who wants vanilla? London Today with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Roll out the barrel and lend me your ear. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow. That is so pretty. Isn't that beautiful? Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. And that vodka puts my mouth in gear. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
Well, whether you like beer or liquor or wine, of course you know where to go in Ontario. You go to the mighty LCBO. But Tim Hudak says we should tear it apart. Very interesting comments yesterday saying we should sell off, if I understood it correctly, parts of the LCBO and put beer and wine in corner stores, an issue that we have batted about in this province for some time. Interesting release from the Freedom Party of Ontario. The headline, Tim Hudak flip-flops on booze monopoly. No credibility on LCBO beer store issue. Joining us now this morning, the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, Paul McKeever. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Andy. How are you?
Top of the morning to you. What do you think of Tim Hudak's policy, and where the heck did he get it?
Well, anybody could find it for themselves. I mean, we ran commercials on Sun Media proposing that beer and wine be made available in convenience stores. We don't really mind that anybody's copying the plank. All the power to them. Problem is here, though, that Mr. Hudak's party objected and rejected that policy only about 1 year ago. There's no credibility to this campaign. It's purely to get some pop, some free press, and to distract from the real big issue in Ontario, which is the budget and the fact that he has no plan for it. So, you know, I mean, this isn't the first time either that he's run with a Freedom Party plank and tried to be all, newsy. He did it a year prior too. We had another plank out that was about. The beer tax, getting rid of the hidden beer tax and lowering the price of beer. Well, lo and behold, about a week or three or ten later, he comes out and says, you know, this bucket beer idea would be pretty good. He got lots of headlines. And then when the election came around, that bucket beer idea was nowhere to be found in the Progressive Conservative platform. It's classic Tim Hudak bait and switch, and that's exactly what everybody should expect out of this beer and wine and convenience stores idea from the PCs. It will never materialize. And it's just being a Freedom Party plank is being paraded around by the PCs because they know that just as it got a lot of attention for us, it'll get a lot of attention for them in the interim.
Now, let's work through what Tim Hudak is saying about what we should do with the mighty LCBO.
Yeah. Well, he's doing two things. One, the good part is he's saying, let's get rid of the monopoly. Let other people sell wine and beer and liquor. That's good, and that's the Freedom Party plank. The part that he's saying that isn't Freedom Party, in fact, is this stuff about selling off the LCBO. That is a really short-sighted and not, it doesn't make any sense, frankly, because he said the reason he wants to do it is to balance the budget. Well, when you're selling government assets, you get a one-time cash infusion. It lowers the deficit somewhat for 1 year, but then because the LCBO is a moneymaker, he's actually going to lose money. The government revenues are going to go down, and they're going to be in a bigger deficit. So Freedom Party would never sell off the LCBO. That's just not necessary. All you have to do is subject it to competition. And we'll find that, there'll be more selection, the greater availability, prices will be competitive, and some things that aren't sold in the LCBO will be sold in other stores. People will have niche products.
Some Ontarians still rather nervous about the idea, even though it's very, very popular, to allow beer and wine in corner stores as they do in so many other jurisdictions.
Well, there will always be naysayers. Keep in mind, this is another hidden thing, and not a lot of people realize this. But and I'm sure Tim Hudak right now is getting a lot of hate mail from his own membership because among those in Ontario who want less availability for beer and wine, the majority of them vote Conservative. In my days on the hustings, as it were, I talked to conservatives, I talked to liberals. It's the conservatives who are most concerned about beer and wine. The teetotalers are in his party, not in the Liberal Party.
That's what struck me about this politically. There's a price to be paid for him saying what he said yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. He'll be losing internal support by parading around with a Freedom Party plank. Freedom Party's plank, we made a decision. We said, no, we're in favor of free markets. We want competition, and we think that's the best thing for the consumer. And we understand when we make that kind of decision that some people will be afraid of beer and wine in corner stores. But we have to let the chips fall where they may, and people will see that, in fact, a lot of the fear they might have, because they've never been exposed to it in Ontario, is quite unjustified, because, as you know, across the country we have beer and wine in many convenience stores in many different provinces. So it's not really that much of a problem. There won't be drunks roaming the streets and cars piling up. That's not going to happen.
Paul, let me ask you this. This is a giant cash cow, the LCBO. It just, I don't have the figure handy. Do you have a figure what it actually rakes in for the government every year?
I believe it was around $1.3 billion last year.
Yeah, like $1 billion. This yep. is huge. Why would you tamper with success?
You don't. And that's why Mr. Hudak, I would have been happier if he'd just ripped off the plank holus bolus. But instead, he added this privatization thing, which makes no sense at all. You're basically saying, hey, let's reduce government revenues by $1.3 billion and make the deficit even worse. Let's go, we'll rack up debt even quicker. I just don't understand it.
Okay, hold that thought a moment. Dan wants to jump in with a comment. Go ahead, Dan.
Andy, you know how much work, how many jobs that would create if they ever put wine and liquor, beer in variety stores, grocery stores? I mean, every one of the stores would have to be renovated. You'd put thousands and thousands of people back to work. You'd create all kinds. And even if they did privatize the LCBO, they still get the tax dollars from it, so they don't have the expensive rent, they don't have the warehousing fee, but they still get the taxes.
What do you think, Paul?
That's an excellent idea, and if he's absolutely right. You will increase the number of people selling, but you won't necessarily increase the amount, the volume of alcohol being sold. There'll be some, smaller stores for the LCBO, perhaps, as a result of competition. However, you're absolutely right that when there's greater opportunities, those guys getting off work at midnight, working the late shift, for example, they'll be able to go down to the corner store and get a cold beer that they could never get usually in Ontario. My father worked at General Motors there for 42 years, and I can't tell you how many times he wished he had a cold beer and he couldn't pick one up. The stores were all closed.
What do you think, Dan?
But even if they'd been open, they just weren't allowed to sell the wine and beer. I think it's high time that we did this in the province, and the caller's absolutely right. We're going to have more jobs. And by the way, those sales in the corner stores, they're going to generate tax revenue just like sales in the beer store do or in the LCBO.
Yeah, I think that was part of Dan's argument. Dan, anything you wanted to add?
No, it just makes more sense. I mean, that's about the smartest thing I've ever heard a politician ever say, to be honest with you.
Well, thank you, Dan.
All right.
You're a beer. Are you a beer guy, Dan?
I'm a beer drinker. I like my beer.
Okay. Then I'm going to hang on. I got a little treat for you. A little Tom T. Hall, okay? Just for you, Dan, before we let you go.
Roll out the barrel and lend me your ear. I like beer.
That's a Dan kind of song. He likes his beer. 643-1290, by the way, if you want to weigh in on this. We have just a couple of moments left. Paul, are we any closer to having this happen because of Tim Hudak's comments?
No, in fact, I worry that we might be further away. By tainting the whole idea with this idea of privatization, he's actually turning people against the key thing, which is the ending the monopoly, allowing the beer and wine to be sold in convenience stores and variety stores. I think every time he does a false flag like this, and because, when the election happens, he won't be talking about getting the monopoly. He won't be talking about beer and wine in convenience stores. That will be in the ether, just like his Buckabeer idea.
Okay. Hang on. Dave, you have a comment?
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Good.
I hear that MAD is talking about their concern about drunk drivers, but from what I understand, most variety stores, most convenience stores are within walking distance of pretty well everybody that lives in Canada. And the liquor LCBOs and the beer stores are within driving distance.
Well, I wanted to ask Paul about MAD's thoughts. Paul, what's MAD's thoughts on this idea?
Well, I think, they're semi-prohibitionist, MAD, so it's not to be surprised at that they're opposed to any kind of increase in the availability of alcohol. But I don't think they have any data suggesting that if you buy your beer and wine at a convenience store instead of at the LCBO, suddenly you become a drunk driver.
Dave, so what are your thoughts on you agree with the MAD position?
No, I think that I'd like to see the alcohol sold at the convenience stores. One thing I know, too, is that I'm a small retailer, and we know that the money and where you make the most money is as a wholesaler. They're not talking about giving the wholesaling aspect of the LCBO up.
So they'd still be making their cut.
They'd still be making their cut. They'd be making the lion's share of the cut. And like one of the other callers said, there'd be a lot of jobs created doing renovations and whatever, right?
Would stimulate the economy. Paul, we have to wrap it up. Just seconds left. A parting word?
Well, if people really do want to see this thing happen, pay attention and vote for Freedom Party. It's the only way it's going to happen.
Okay. I knew you'd get a little plug in there for the Freedom Party. Good for you. Okay. Paul McKeever, thank you so much. Short break when we come back. As we approach Christmas, what always amazes me is how many good people there are out there who care so much about the 3,500 London families now visiting the London Food Bank. We're going to go to East London to meet a couple of those very special people, a couple of very special events coming up we want to share with you just to leave you with a good feeling and an extra reason to be generous this Christmas. Back with that in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.